Louisiana sheriff faces 30 felony counts after 10-inmate jailbreak disaster. By Catherine Hamilton on April 30, 2026. A Louisiana sheriff has been indicted on 30 felony counts related to an infamous jailbreak in New Orleans that resulted in 10 inmates escaping from behind a toilet. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson, 59, is facing more than 24 charges for obstruction of justice, malfeasance and falsifying public records, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill's office announced. Chief Financial Officer Bianca Brown was also indicted on 20 felony counts, Fox News reported. The charges are related to a 10-inmate escape from the Orleans Justice Center in May 2025, Morrill's office said. Nearly a year ago, I made a commitment to the people of New Orleans and the people of our state that those responsible for the Orleans Parish prison break would be held accountable, Morrill said in a statement. Since that day, through the hard work of my office, along with the Louisiana State Police and our many federal, state and local law enforcement partners, every escapee is behind bars. And others who facilitated and enabled the escape are currently being prosecuted, she continued. Morrill alleged that the sheriff's poor leadership enabled the escape of dangerous inmates, including some facing murder charges. All 10 escapees were captured after a nationwide manhunt, according to the report. While Sheriff Hudson did not personally open the doors of the jail for the escapees, her refusal to comply with basic legal requirements and to take even minimal precautions in the discharge of her duties directly contributed to and enabled the escape, Morrill said. The charges against Hudson come days before she is supposed to leave office. After only garnering 17% of votes in a re-election bid in October, per the report, Hudson's term was reportedly tainted with the jailbreak scandal, as well as other controversies and demands for her to resign from her post. She had never worked in a jail when she unseated former Sheriff Marlon Gusman in 2021 and had minimal law enforcement experience after working as the city's independent police monitor and an attorney specializing in police oversight, according to the report. Hudson is also facing financial allegations, according to Fox 8. State auditors recently reported nearly $260,000 in suspicious payments for security details, according to the report. Hudson previously faced allegations that she spent a lot of money on hotel rooms for her top staff during Mardi Gras. Voters elected New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Michelle Woodfork to take Hudson's place and is set to be sworn in on Monday, according to the report. As my prosecutors move forward with this case, I continue to have productive conversations with Sheriff-elect Michelle Woodfork on how to improve operations, secure the facility and build in basic financial oversight that complies with state law, Morrill said. I'm confident in her commitment to implement the difficult changes needed to reform the jail. Hudson's bond is set at $300,000 and Brown's bond is set at $200,000. A judge ordered the women to surrender their passports and remain in the state, per the report. They are both scheduled to appear in court on Thursday.